Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, December 29th, 2023. Last Friday in the month of December. Last Friday in the month of 2023. 12 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio Carrington Nelson and Matt Morgan. Last Friday in 2023, last live broadcast of the year, unless something special comes up. And again, do want to thank the Williams family of 30... I got such crap for giving this family's address out. Of Lewiston, Idaho. Excuse me.
Sorry, it just got really specific before. I thought it was strange.
Do you want to visit these people? Thank you, Williams family of Lewiston, Idaho, for the microphone that they sent with my name on it.
Yes. Yeah. It's really cool. 3D printed.
It is. It's really neat.
My popularity streams across the country.
Yeah, not international. California is in the United States.
Yeah.
Idaho is as well.
We had to learn that in our number
one. Yeah, we had to talk about that, but...
And again, tonight's official prediction for the Ohio State game from Buckeye Guy this morning, OSU 35, Missouri 17. Doesn't look like it's going that way right now, but that was the official production. Or prediction. Prediction. Okay. I want to do one more current event here because I think this is fascinating. We talked a little bit about it the other night, but really did not go very in-depth because something else came out of it. And then we're going to talk about the new year. The Surgeon General believes that loneliness is at an epidemic level in the United States. That's unbelievable when you read that. The Surgeon General of the United States feels that loneliness is an epidemic in the United States right now. There are three different kinds of loneliness. Psychological, no one to confide in or trust. Societal, excluded because of a physical trait or race. That was the ugliest face I've ever seen in my life.
That was so
her
mean.
Her face contorted there in a way. It's like you were... I'm never going to win. So... Existential.
That was so
no, I looked over there as I was reading this, and your face was contorted in a way that it was like a Picasso painting. I didn't even know what... I was frightened for a second.
Oh, my God.
Why were you contorting your face?
I wasn't intentionally. I was yawning, but, like, keeping my mouth closed, actually.
Oh, it was awful looking.
I didn't want to yawn into the mic.
It looked like that Whistler's mother. It looked like that painting.
That's so rude. Continue your thing.
Maybe you bring out the
hostility. I want to move on.
I think you bring up the hostility in me, too.
Yeah,
there's a lot of hostility brought out. Yeah, it's a mutual,
mutual
hostility. That's what we've learned.
For sure.
And existential loneliness, disconnected from oneself. Now, I said the other night, I believe that more people are probably existentially... go ahead.
Sorry, no, I was yawning again.
You were trying. you were trying to hold that. Do that face again.
No! I don't want to do it again. Now I'm self-conscious.
Get your phone, Matt, ready.
No.
I'll do one of these numbers, but I want you to snap a picture.
No.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Existential, disconnected from oneself. That's where I think the real loneliness is. What do you think, Whistler's mother?
I think it was the psychological, where you just feel disconnected from other people. I don't know. I just feel like in the age of social media, people often feel isolated more so than they do brought together.
Matt, what do you think?
I think in the last time we brought this up, I said existential. There uh-huh. we go. But I think I got that one mixed up with the first one there, which was
psychological.
Where people
you have no one to confide in or trust.
I do, but there was a study done that shows that the majority of people in the United States have less than five close friends now.
Yeah, I believe that's true, but I think you have someone. I think people existentially feel disconnected because I don't think they feel connected to themselves, because magazines are telling you to be a certain way, internet's telling you to be a certain way, society's telling you to be a certain way, and I think you essentially get disconnected.
I like how he judged you for blaming it on social media, but then he basically did the same thing. He just didn't use the word social media.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty accurate.
You didn't use the word social media, but you just described everything social media does.
You think what's accurate?
Matt's dig.
No, I did not. He took a dig at me?
Yeah.
No, I did not say that the internet is bad. I just said I don't think it's psychological.
Right, but I think that, okay, I guess, yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm struggling to differentiate a little bit, maybe.
Psychological has to deal with other people. Existential is all about yourself.
Well, I think that more people, feel like they don't have, like, a network to talk to people. Like, they might, and it might be there, but they might not think it's there, so they don't use it, which leads to, like, existential.
I think that's why people are in self-help groups. I think that's why people watch motivational videos. I think that's why that's all on the rise. I think it's because you're existentially disconnected. You can have people telling you you're great all the time or feel that you're surrounded by people all the time, and if you're still feeling lonely, that's existential. That's why they always say you've got to love yourself before you can have somebody else love you or you can love somebody else. That's existential loneliness. And I think that's where most people are.
They just don't love themselves?
Yeah, they don't love themselves. They can love other people, and they can let other people love them, but if you don't love yourself, if you can't feel connected to yourself, you're always going to have to fill that pitcher. It's like a pitcher of water. You know, you always need to fill that with something to feel full. But you have to fill it with yourself because you're existentially disconnected.
Yeah, but I feel like somebody in that position might be more insecure than lonely. I just don't know if lonely is the word I would use to describe that.
Do you know how many people are in relationships, in friendships, that really are not healthy at all, and they're just doing it because they're lonely? They would rather not be alone.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
I think most people have somebody to trust. I don't think that would seem a little. I mean, I think a few people probably are totally blacked out.
Not that you don't have anybody you can trust, but like just nobody you can confide in, like nobody that you think cares or wants to listen. So like maybe you have somebody you trust, but like you just think, what's the point in telling them because they don't care? Like you don't feel comfortable.
Well, how
with
do you
them.
Let somebody know you care?
I specifically tell my friends that if they're ever in a like. If I ever, hear that they're in a bad mood or just, I guess, think they're in a bad mood, I always feel the need to, I'll send them a message on, like, Snapchat, because that's what I use to talk to my friends, and I'll be like, hey, you know, I'm here to talk if you need it kind of thing.
But isn't that belying the point? She said that social media is making us seem apart. You're using social media to eliminate.
Well, you see, but... It's because, like, I use social media as a tool. Most people get used by social media, if that makes sense.
He's outsmarting social media.
I guess. I don't know. I think what people used to do is had to call people or go to their house. I'm here for you.
I can call people on Snapchat.
How do you know on social media if somebody's really okay? How do you know through a text message? They can say it.
Well, you see,
how do you really know?
I mean... How do you really know if you're in person? Somebody could
be crying.
Well,
they're down.
I mean, you could. Like I said before, some of the people who appear the happiest are some of the most upset people you will ever meet.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about that.
Well, you should look into that.
Really? So you're saying that people who seem happy are not happy?
No, I wouldn't say all of them, but people who appear overly happy all the time, they're usually not happy.
What's overly happy?
Never hear them complain about anything, never upset, never sad, never angry. They're just always smile on their face, content with everything.
So those people are really dangerous, is what you're saying. They're unhappy.
Yes, I would say that they're probably unhappy.
So
and you describe me that way, right?
That is how I describe you, yes.
I wasn't going to do it. But
that's funny.
Well, for people who didn't hear that program, just to catch them up to what she's talking about, you said what?
I called.
That's out of the bag now, so you might as well go ahead with it.
You see, but there was no point to bring it back.
She brought it up. I didn't bring it up. Just for the record, I did not bring that up.
So the other night I had called Carrington. I didn't believe the word I used was nuts.
Yeah, I think that was it.
But off the air, I came up with a better word: ecstatic.
See, and I just don't think ecstatic and nuts correlate in my mind.
No.
I don't know.
You would not put nuts in a sentence and take that out and put ecstatic and
overly happy.
The same thing.
Overly happy.
Yeah, but you're saying that being overly happy is nuts. Overly happy means ecstatic. So I'm not sure what you're going for here.
Being ecstatic is nuts.
So they can't be the same thing.
I mean, she is ecstatic, hence why I called her nuts.
So she's nuts because she's ecstatic.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
So you're not replacing nuts with ecstatic. That's what you said, though.
Well, yes, but...
You're replacing overly happy with ecstatic. Nuts is staying in there.
Sure, yeah.
Nuts remains.
Just to clear that all up. Because I was confused how you replaced nuts with ecstatic.
Yeah, me as well. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I obviously disagree. I think I'm pretty happy, but...
I don't think you're nuts.
Thank you. Thank you. This is the first time we've agreed tonight. Yeah, fist bump.
No, I don't think she's nuts.
Thank you.
I mean,
look at me like I have to agree. I don't think she's nuts. I think there are some things there from time to time. But I don't think she's nuts.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are so mean.
You gave it to me for like an hour.
Yeah.
Every time you could.
Yeah, oh well.
Thou who giveth must taketh.
That's so true. I have to receive.
But anyway, I don't think it's a big deal. And I think people are lonely. I think that's why most people are in everything they're in. Have you ever noticed when people get a text message or something, they light up? They'll smile? Look at people's face sometimes when they get a message. It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, it lets you know somebody's thinking of you, I guess. Like,
because you're lonely.
Nope, this is why I just don't respond to text messages. Just don't look at your phone ever, unless you need to.
You know what? Sitting alone at somebody's house and just talking, if you can get some enjoyment out of that, then you're okay.
That's good.
Yeah, but that takes work. That takes time. That takes effort.
Work? You're sitting down talking to somebody.
Yeah, but some people can't do that.
That's
enjoyment.
They've got
to move. They've got to be on their phone. They've got to be... You know, moving on to the next thing.
Like, I feel like there's a contradiction there. I feel like if you're on your phone, you're not really doing something. That's why I never really get on my phone, because if I'm on my phone, I can't be doing things. I can't do the other things that I want to do.
I think people would disagree.
So I'm just not on my phone very often, because it seems like a waste of my time.
I think some people are very connected to their phone.
I think that's probably unhealthy.
Well, that's a lot of people.
Definitely.
I think that's probably unhealthy.
I think that's probably the majority of the United States.
I think the majority of the United States is unhealthy.
I just don't like it.
Hence the loneliness
epidemic. I just think it's rude. Because I think when you're talking to somebody else and you're constantly on your phone, you're really not paying that close attention to them.
Yeah.
And I think that's rude.
See, if I'm using my phone, I'm doing things. Like earlier before the show started, I was... You were talking to me, and I had to ask you to repeat yourself like 5 times because I was doing some research on some other dude.
But it wasn't a real deep conversation, so I didn't take that as you were ignoring me. It's not like we were in some kind of deep conversation. It was like silence, and then I would ask you a question, and...
Yeah, that's fair.
Now, if we were having an ongoing conversation and you kept asking me to repeat yourself or myself, then I would probably think something of it.
It's probably time to cut the conversation short.
Yeah, I'd say, well, that's enough of that.
Like, well, never mind. We're good.
All right. End of the year. New Year's resolutions for 2024. What do you got, Matt? Don't do that one you did earlier.
Carrington didn't hear it, so I'll do it for Carrington.
Go ahead. You're going to have to do something better.
All right. So, Carrington. By the way,
he spilled gravy all over my notes earlier.
I did not spill gravy. McDonald's gave me a biscuit and gravy and a pancake container, because I assume they're out of biscuit and gravy containers, so the gravy was like leaking out the side.
Oh wow.
And I have gravy, my arch enemy gravy,
my
paperwork this morning.
Dude, you're like Superman and that's your kryptonite.
It really is.
Oh, that's
it
awful.
It really is.
Matt.
But they asked me this earlier and I said usually I have a generic one and I go with something that's hard to fail. So mine is, for the last few years, has been don't die this year, because it's super simple and you can only fail it one time and then you can never fail again.
Yeah, that doesn't take a lot of work. Not a lot of thought in that.
Exactly. One. It's one you can't fail.
Yeah, you just don't have to have a resolution.
So give me a real one now. One of us might not be here next year. One of us might fail that one. You never know.
Yeah, that's true, but stop that.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen, but...
Well, yeah, knock on wood. Stop that. Oh, my gosh.
No, that's life.
Yeah, I know. I just don't like to address that.
Oh, okay. You got a fear of that.
Of dying? A little bit, I think so.
Really? You have a fear of death?
Kind of. I mean, it's a little scary. It's more of the unknown in general, because you don't know what happens, so... Just like, yeah, that's a little scary. Anyway, New Year's resolution.
I would like to break... Some of the bad habits I feel I've picked up.
Such as?
I know the answer to this. I'm not going to say it.
The main one that I've been trying to fix, you know.
All right.
A New Year's resolution.
See, I don't spill the beans on things.
Yeah, that's fine.
Go ahead.
Okay.
By the way, eagle eye. Do you see this on this picture? And it just popped up. What serendipity is that?
What? I can't see that. That one's too tiny. That one's too tiny.
Okay, move on.
I'm sorry. A New Year's resolution I have is to devote more time to my crafting and journaling. I don't know why everyone's looking at me weirdly right now. I really like to craft. Like, I have some craft ideas that I'm doing coming up, like the crocheting that I've been doing, and I like to paint. So I just want to, like, dedicate more time to that and try to journal every day. I don't know if every day will happen, but, like, at least keep it consistent, like, several times a month.
Now, will you let somebody read these journals?
I mean, I would let somebody read them, I guess, if they wanted to. Okay, that's fine. You could read it.
Bring a journal in.
Publish them.
I can do that.
No, I don't want anything deleted off.
It's
on paper. I can't delete it.
But you might, he can't read this. Okay, I'm going to have to rip this page out or something.
No.
Like, bring a juicy one.
I only have one journal. I haven't been very good at it over the years.
Do you put, like, juicy stuff in there, or is it just, like, you know, got up this morning, straightened my hair? Is it that type of thing?
No, it's kind of a mixture. Like, sometimes I'll just, like, talk about, yeah, like, what happened in the day. I'll try to recount, like, funny moments that, like, I might forget. I think that the main part of it is just to, like, help myself remember things, because I think a lot of times, you know, it's hard to reflect back and remember. So if you do it, like, that night, you'll remember things easier. Sometimes I'll, like, have, like, song lyrics and talk about how they relate to, like, myself, just because I think it's, like, funny, and you're like, oh, this correlates so well.
Taylor Swift.
Yes. Oh, it's only Taylor Swift. No, just kidding. Actually, I have some other ones in there, too. Yeah, and sometimes I'll just write about how I'm feeling. It doesn't matter. Just, like, whatever.
Well, good. I want to read that.
Okay.
I want to see what's in there.
Okay.
Curiosity.
Yeah, and obviously curious.
So, journaling, crafts, giving up some bad habits.
Yep.
There you go.
What's yours?
You know, I really don't know, honestly.
You're perfect. You don't need to fix anything.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
I mean, really, this was such a good year. I don't have any idea how I could top it next year.
How could things get any better than this?
Well, I mean, I've done it. I mean, at this point, I was thinking about that the other day. I was thinking, my gosh, what a year 2023 was. How could I possibly go? But you know what? I thought that last year. I thought, boy, that was a good year. And then it got better.
So the hope is just that it's going to get better again this year.
Yeah, I just have another good year doing what I enjoy doing and having fun and being around the people I want to be around. And you know what I want to get better at? I want to be better at genuinely caring about other people. Because sometimes...
That's hard.
Yes, because sometimes I pretend that I care. But I want to genuinely care, so I'm going
to
work on it.
This is so concerning. Scott's reached out to me a couple times recently being like, hey, are you good?
No, that's genuine.
It's all staged. I know it now.
No, that's
He's
genuine.
Confessing it.
No, that's genuine. Because, that's nice that you said that about me, that I've genuinely reached out to you.
Yeah, you have, and it's been really nice. And so now I'm like, oh, gosh.
That story. You tell all the angry stories.
No, I mean, a lot of times, and Matt's talked about it before, after the shows, you'll reach out and say something like, hey, that went well tonight, or after we do, like, one of the Christmas tree lightings or some random events, you'll just, like, try to give people praise, because you always talk about how it's too late at a funeral to say all the nice things about somebody. So I think that you've just done that, and then, yeah, and, like, sometimes in the things, it's like, hey, noticed you were off, like, are you okay, and stuff. So, it does seem to have genuine care.
Well, I do that. I think that's very important, because I don't think you should wait for a funeral or a retirement. retirement party. And I always think, even if it didn't go perfect, that you should thank people for doing it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they took the time to do it. I think not thanking people is a bad habit we've gotten into. Everybody used to send thank you notes, and it's so easy now through email and text and messenger, social media, whatever. You can say thank you so easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that should be my resolution, to try to just say thank you more, which I do. I feel like a pretty good job already, but like making a conscious effort, because you're right. I mean, there are little things that I feel like today aren't as normal in society to like send a thank you card for, or think like, oh, I need to go out of my way to like thank this person for this.
If somebody dropped dead, your favorite subject, do you think they would know how you really felt? Do you think you've really expressed that to everybody in your life?
Everybody, probably not everybody, but I think I do for a lot of people. I think I'm honestly not too bad at it.
What do you think, Matt?
I don't know.
And I think that's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fascinating why that works that way, but it does. And then people write all this nice stuff when you're dead.
Yeah.
Well, you can't read that.
Yeah. No, then it's too late.
Yeah. But I do think you should tell people when they're awful, too.
Oh.
And I think in this life, we don't do enough of that either.
Okay.
I really do. I think when people are awful, we think that that's such a bad thing. Oh, you shouldn't speak bad of people and so on and so forth. Well, if they're awful, I think you should just tell the truth.
If they are bad. So the moral of the story is just tell the truth more.
Yeah, just
good
be
or
honest.
Bad.
Be
just
honest.
Be more honest.
Well, I said earlier today, one of the things I wanted to do before this year was out, because something happened earlier this year in which I said I was going to say something, and then there was kind of a little backlash to it. People thought, well, it's about somebody else, and it's a... It was a secret, and should you be giving up other people's secrets, and so on and so forth. So I really didn't do it. But then I thought, well, maybe I should do it. Get it off my mind before the year's over, and that way I'll have brought everything out.
All the secrets.
What's your feeling on that?
On spilling all your secrets?
No, just one.
Yeah, I think you should.
It's not mine.
I think you should.
It's not mine.
Okay, well...
It's somebody else's.
Okay, I need a little more context than should I tell someone else's secret. Like,
it's something somebody did that I know about that other people don't.
So are you sure it's a secret? Like, did this person tell you not to tell other people about
No,
it?
And see, that's the problem. But I'm pretty sure that it would get a...
They wouldn't like...
No. No, no. It would get bad backlash.
See, what you're supposed to say is that no, they didn't, and that's why you're unsure, but you were like, yeah, no, but, you know, I'm sure that they didn't want me to tell.
Well, I don't know if they didn't want me to tell. I mean, I think they probably didn't expect me to broadcast it. But I don't think it's a big deal.
I mean, I don't know. I think if you didn't want it told, you shouldn't have shared, I guess.
So you say tell it.
I suppose.
I don't know. I mean, if somebody asks you about it, it's not like you need to lie about it or anything. But if it's something that you think is going to upset the other person, like, what's the point? Why are you going to, like, share something to upset them? Like, what are you going to gain from giving out this information?
Well, I don't think you gain anything from giving out bad information.
Okay, so I vote don't do it then, because it's not going to help you. It's only going to hurt the other person.
So you should only do things that give you self... help you?
Sounds selfish.
Yeah, I don't think that's
good. What do you
mean?
You're hurting the other person.
But you know...
What? Listen, why are you breezing over that? I'm not saying you should only do things that help you, but I'm like, if you're
not
going to gain...
Is it a positive thing they did? Wait, sorry. Nope, it would not be a positive.
I don't see it as a negative, but whatever. Maybe they see it as a negative.
I'm just saying, if you think that this person's going to not like you saying
what
it,
if they're
what's
a bad
the point?
Person?
I guess if you're... Maybe you're getting the gain of hurting them then, and I guess if that's what you want to do,
you
can.
I am not doing it to hurt anybody. I'm not doing it to be vindictive. I'm not doing it for any of... If I would have done that, I would have done it earlier in the year when I was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now it would just be doing it to get it done.
But, like, why do you have to get it done?
I feel now it's one of those things that I said I was going to do that I didn't do. So now it's like an unfinished test.
Okay, so it's like you're holding yourself accountable for things
that
you're supposed to do.
Yes, I feel like I should have done it in the moment, and then it wouldn't have been a thing, and it would already be papered over by now, and nobody would think anything of it. But I never did it.
Right, so if you rehash it now, it's kind of reopening something that's already closed.
I don't care. This person, to me, is no longer in my sphere.
Well, I guess if you don't care, I mean, do what you want. I just think that there's no reason to bring something up that's already over. Like, I mean, if you wanted to reach out to this person and confront them about it.
I don't want to reach out to this person.
I don't know. I just don't see what you're going to gain from it.
Well, I think there are a lot of things. I don't think you should base things that you say on personal gain.
I mean, if it's a negative thing they did to somebody else, it could always be used as like a cautionary tale.
I think that's what it is, really. It's more of a cautionary tale. It's they did something when they were younger that I think maybe even they would not do now, but they did it.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, a cautionary tale, that's not terrible, I guess. I mean, as long as it's not coming from a place of ill intent and this person's not going to be, like, super angry about it. Like, I mean,
but I don't see, you don't so need to really
say,
doesn't matter.
You don't need to say their name necessarily. Like, you can always just tell what happened.
Oh, I think that defeats the purpose.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, I think it does, because I think when you put a name to it, that people can go, oh, okay, it could happen to me, too.
Oh, that's true, but, like, I don't know. I mean, if
so I guess there is a purpose for telling it.
To, as...
cautionary tale.
Cautionary tale.
Putting a face to this thing that a lot of people do, but a lot of people don't talk about. You know, I put it in the same category of, like, suicide.
You know, sometimes you I feel like about he's overhyping things.
Hello, am I talking?
Sorry, I felt the need to, you know, sometimes if caring, sometimes I feel like he's overhyping things, and it's gonna be some secret that's kind of mid, you know? It's gonna be just, you know...
No. It would...
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
And tell us.
Well, no, because then it'll sound bad now.
Get it out of the way.
No, because as soon as I say it, you go, oh, it'd be like that.
Okay. Then don't tell us. I don't know.
So I was making a point there. The point is that cautionary tales are good, but a lot of times if you don't make them real, put them in real context, mm-hmm. they don't work.
You can always just say, this person I know.
Yeah, but that could be such a lie.
Yep. Okay. That could sound fake.
I mean, it could, but I don't know. I'm trying to present solutions here, and nothing seems to work for you. It sounds like you just want to complain.
No, I don't want to complain. I don't think it's a complaint.
Well, it's a cautionary tale, so I guess you don't necessarily... if you're going to use it as a cautionary tale, you don't necessarily have to use the name, like Carrington said, because it's a cautionary tale.
Right, but I think cautionary tales don't work unless you put a name. It's like history. If I say, well... you know, some people got mugged. That's very broad. But if I go, hey, you know, Jenny down the street got mugged, you say, oh, I wonder what happened to her.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. Who do you need to share this information with? Like, you need to broadcast this?
I think I do.
Okay.
PSA from Scott.
It's a PSA is really what it is.
Okay.
This can happen.
Share it. Come on.
But you just told me not to share it.
Well, isn't that your bipolar moment? You're not going to drop it. I just want this conversation to be over, really.
Why is this conversation bothering you?
I feel like we're just beating a dead horse right now. Like, what are you talking about?
This conversation's moving.
I don't know. It doesn't feel like there's much progress, because I'm like, okay, if you want to say it, just say it.
No, my question is, on the whole, would you give somebody's personal information out that you know to be true, but possibility it might bother them? There, I guess there's always that possibility.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it just depends on what the information is. Is it, like, really bad about them? And do you think it's going to get back to them? Like, are they going to know about you saying it? Like, do you want them to deal with the consequences of them?
There'll be no consequences.
Okay, so they're not going to reach out and be like, I didn't appreciate that?
I wouldn't answer the phone.
Okay, I mean, if you're okay with that and you can sleep at night and that doesn't bother you, go for it. Do what you want.
But I'm asking what you would do.
What I would do? I don't really like to stir the pot with people that aren't you, so.
This isn't stirring the pot.
It seems to be. You seem really worried about this person's going to be upset.
No,
should I share this information about them?
It's not about the person. I don't care about the person. The person, if they're upset, who cares?
So it's just the principle of the matter?
Yeah, it's that people think that I should not say it. Society feels... it's one of those things that society would go, oh, you shouldn't have done that.
See, I feel like it's one of those things that society would be like, you shouldn't have done that, but then done the same exact thing themselves, you know?
Probably. Probably. There are just sacred cows that we have in society that people think you should not talk about. Not that you were ever sworn to secrecy, and not that we even look horribly down on it. Which is like what Matt did there with his New Year's resolution. Now, he didn't want to say what the thing was, and I totally understand that, because it might be a sacred cow.
Is this the person at the rating who farted in somebody's face? Is that the big secret?
Now, see, thought about that. Would that person have farted?
Is this the big secret? The name of the person who farted in someone's face?
No, everybody already knows who that is. Everybody already knows who that is.
That seems like a taboo topic to me.
I guess the point of this conversation is, when somebody's bad, do you really have to spare their feelings?
I mean, I guess it depends on...
Would anybody say, be nice to Hitler? Be nice.
No.
See, I guess it really just depends on who you're talking to and bad how.
If somebody's rude to you, this is a fascinating thing to me. If somebody's rude to you, do you forgive it? Do you forget it?
If somebody's rude to me, usually I just like note that in my head and then like move on, and then I just talk to them less and progressively like less and less. Depending, like if I needed something, like I don't know, like if I needed something, I'd ask them, but like I wouldn't go out of my way to talk to or conversate with that person.
I'll tell you something interesting. I was thinking the other day. Now I think there is one person that people think that I don't like, and it really isn't true. I'm just kind of ambivalent to the person. They're just there. And yet, they have said nasty things to me, but I don't think people know that they've said the nasty things. They've only heard the one side, because this person is very vocal in the negative things that I've said.
Oh, wow.
But I don't think anybody knows the negative things that they have said, even though I'm ambivalent to that person.
Well, I don't know. Who are we talking about?
Well, see, you don't want to do that, because people will get, oh, why'd you say the name?
Yeah, I mean, the person knows the truth, I guess, at the end of the day. Like, maybe in their mind they've created you to be some sort of, like, monster to them, and they're, like, trying to speak loudly to, you know, get others, like, on their side. But, you know, the people that already know you and have their opinion on you, I don't think that's going to change it. Like,
well, that, and it doesn't. And that's the interesting thing. I would guess that if you knew me for a period of time and somebody told you that I was being mean or evil, I would think you would take that and juxtapose it against the person that you know,
mm-hmm.
and say, is that really that person?
Mm-hmm.
Is he being mean to them just to be mean? What caused that?
Right, you're going to like question, like, okay, he doesn't typically do that. So, I mean, you just have to, I think, don't say anything about that particular situation and just be like, hey, you know, you go over there on your little rant and do your thing, but like you're going to just sit there.
Take the high road.
Yeah, take the high road.
Yeah, I think that's very interesting. What do you think, Matt?
I mean, like, I think that if like, is there a caller there?
I think so. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, so this is Calvin, by the way.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How about you? Merry belated Christmas.
Yes, out there in Idaho, how are things?
Unseasonably warm.
Oh, good, good. Well, thanks for the gift.
Yeah, I'm surprised it made it out there that quick, because it was just sent out 2 days ago, thinking they must have loaded it up on airmail out of Spokane.
No, it's very nice. How did you do this?
So, honestly, I'm not entirely sure. Like, if I tried doing it again, I could probably not replicate it, but I took the design for a 3D printed microphone shell, and then made the base myself, and then inlaid the letters on it, and it actually took me 3 tries to get it to print correctly, because of the way it prints, there's a lot of overhangs and stuff, so it actually took a couple attempts before I was able to get that one. That was the best out of the three.
Well, I appreciate that you took the time and effort to do this.
Yeah, and it was a fun project, for sure. So I was just listening in, and I was hearing your guys' discussion about, like, how you act with somebody that's been mean to you in the past.
So, yeah, what do you think?
So the way that I've always gone about things, so if somebody treats me with respect, I'll respect them back. But if somebody treats me with disrespect, like for no reason, I'll match it right back at them, you know what I mean?
So you don't hold back when they're rude to you?
Give what you get.
No, I do not.
Well, I guess in this particular case, I'm trying to take the high road because life is good and life is happy and I'm a lucky person. But I do know that this person has said some negative things about me, and I'm almost positive that when that story happens, they don't say the negative things they've said to me. So, you know, it's one of those things, I guess.
Yeah, I'm more of a... I don't really have the tendency to let things go as easily as other people do.
Well, I don't have any attachment or feeling to this person. I just think that, I guess it just in my opinion, they're just a little bit of a phony person in their behaviors.
Right, and we all run into that. So, like, the issue that I run into a lot, so at my work, I'm a union steward, so I have to deal directly with a lot of management and people that have directly wronged my coworkers, you know? So when I first started working at the job that I have now, I wasn't performing up to their expectations for a medical reason that was limiting my physical ability to do the job. And so this particular supervisor was trying to find any way possible to get rid of me before my probationary period was up, you know? And he's actually the reason that inspired me to become a shop steward to protect future new hires that may end up in the same boat. But him and I have gotten into it at work before. He knows that I don't like him. I know he doesn't like me. But yet, like a shift change in passing, when he's coming in, he'll try to be all buddy-buddy, like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, really? What do you want?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So, Carrington asked this earlier on. You know, what do you like about this show out there in Idaho? What do you like about this station?
So, it's just, I've always had an appreciation for small, local-owned radio stations versus, like, the big corporate radio stations and more locally sourced, locally created programming and, like, what your show does, the ability to call in and talk about literally anything. It's just that personal touch and everything that makes it feel more genuine and makes it more enjoyable.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate that. What time is it out there in Idaho?
It's actually, let me get my watch real quick, so I'm on the phone. It's 6:45 p.m. out here.
Well,
you guys are 3 hours ahead of me.
Well, I cannot thank you enough for the Christmas gift and the Christmas card and for being a loyal listener and calling in tonight. I hope you have the most wonderful new year, and thanks for calling in.
Yes, and you as well. Have a good new year.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See, there you go. A call from Idaho tonight.
That's so cool. I kind of agree with what he said, though, in his position where, I mean, he's also one of the union people, so he obviously kind of has to stand up, and he can't just, you know, let things go if he has to fight for new hires and stuff. So I can see how that's kind of more in his nature to obviously want to stand up for other people and want to kind of dish out what's given.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I can kind of see that from his position at work. That kind of makes sense to me.
Matt?
I mean, I suppose, like, a union, yeah, I mean, a union steward, inherently has a lot of conflict in their job because of what they do. Their job is to, you know, fight, the corporate management kind of thing, so.
Your mom is a union person, right?
She is,
yes. So, I mean, she can't just, you know, be like, oh, let's just take the high road here on this one. Like, you have to, like, fight for your rights in those positions, so I get it.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'll let this person off this year, but next year...
No, you should have just told it.
Well, we got time left. We've still got 10 minutes left here.
We've got 10 minutes if you want to start spilling some secrets.
Yeah, why not? No, what I thought we'd do is recount the year here. This is our first year together.
Yeah, only really half a year.
Yeah, about half a year.
Mm-hmm.
Matt was here in May, beginning of May. You came in July.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Matt, recount the year for us. How's it been?
The year's been good. I almost feel like it's been a long year, but at the same time, it's flown by. We've done a lot, but at the same time, it felt like it took no time at all.
So, in your grand scheme of life of 20 years, where do you put this experience of this year?
This is probably the best year I've had.
The best year of your life?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, why is that?
Because I'm doing basically the same thing that I've been doing every other year of my life, but now I have found the radio station, something that I enjoy doing. So I'm gonna work towards that.
And we've enjoyed having you. It's been fun.
I appreciate it.
It's not goodbye. We'll be here next December doing the same thing. Listen, I called Claxton, Georgia today. We got gifts now coming from the actual Claxton plant in Georgia for the fruit.
We talked to the owner himself.
Yes.
That's so funny.
The man loves me. He offered me a trip down there to come down to Claxton, Georgia.
No, he didn't.
Did he not?
I think you offered yourself a tour, and he was like, yeah,
yes,
go for
come
it.
On down.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
We can all go together.
Oh, perfect. Road trip. Our next
Claxton, Georgia.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm driving. I got to call it.
Okay, I'm down. When should we go?
Well, soon, because you want to go in the winter to Claxton.
Okay.
This is Georgia.
Perfect, yeah. Let's
We're
go.
Going to the fruitcake
Let's go
factory.
February. We need something to look forward to in the next coming months.
But
like
the groundhog's coming up.
Yeah, the groundhog's not that exciting.
No, we do the groundhog here.
Oh, okay, this is a big thing here.
We have a groundhog soup, Warren G. Groundhog.
Oh, wow.
Fun fact, 1 year I was supposed to be in the groundhog
soup. That's true.
I was supposed to be in the groundhog suit while they waited for, I do believe it was Mary Ellen that year.
Yes, yes.
To be in the groundhog suit, but,
I'm glad to show on Groundhog Day.
I didn't show up.
Oh.
Because I
that was before the radio.
Yeah,
that was, you wouldn't dare do that now.
That was before the radio, because he had told me that I could go and be the groundhog, and I was like, yeah, I'll do that. But then I hadn't had him on Facebook at the time, so I was like emailing him, and he was emailing me, and I don't check my email, so I didn't like open my email until like 3 days after the event, and I was like, oh well, you know.
We don't tell people who's going to be in the groundhog suit. And then the day of Groundhog Day, Warren G. Groundhog comes out. It's a big groundhog, like Disney World.
Oh, wow.
A big groundhog. And it tells us if, what we do is we have a pizza, and under each pizza slice, it says 6 more weeks of winter or an early spring. And the groundhog picks a piece of pizza, and whatever is under that pizza, it's groundhog pizza, by the way, is what the weather forecast is. And then Mary Ellen puts her Guinness Book of World Records signature on the prediction. And we hang that on the wall, and then we unmask Warren G. Groundhog, and we find out who it is, and the person who guesses it right gets a prize.
This is a crazy tradition. When did this start
last
from?
Last year.
Okay, tradition of 2 years
well,
now.
Well, it was big, though. People loved it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, we had fake groundhogs in here and all kinds of stuff.
I'd like to go back to groundhog pizza. What
it's
do you
not
mean?
Real groundhog.
Okay, sorry.
No, I believe it's ground beef.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, oh,
but you'll
gosh.
Be here. That'll be a big morning.
Yeah?
Hey, you worked at Disney. You could be the groundhog.
Well, no, I can't because you just said that you have to guess who's in the groundhog suit.
Yeah, but they won't know.
Well, we just announced it.
Why didn't announce it?
I don't think I can
in a big groundhog suit.
I don't think
suit.
I can do it. I don't think I can do it now.
I'd love to see you in a groundhog suit.
Shoot, though. Too bad we talked about it on
oh,
air.
Oh, I'd love to see her in a big groundhog suit.
I'll
you?
Get in the groundhog suit when good. You get in the pink bunny suit from the Christmas Story house.
2023 in your life.
This has been a really great year. At the beginning, I was still in college, so I was kind of nervous about finishing that because it's like the first time I wasn't going to have the consistent going to school in my life. But really since then, things have just gotten better. I feel like I've gotten more time to do things I enjoy doing. I've found the radio station and I really enjoy getting to do this. I'm working on a future career, trying to figure that out still, but I feel really at peace with everything. This has been a great year for me as well.
Good years.
Yeah.
So 2023 was a good year. That's why you don't need a whole lot of resolutions when you have a good year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, just like I said, it was just kind of dedicating more time, being more grateful. But I try to make an effort to do those things already. So
that's good.
Yeah.
2023, it'll be going out in just a couple days.
How's your year, Ben? You said it's just good. You had a good year.
Just a good year. I mean, I don't think it's. You know, it's better than last year because I think I emptied. You know how you feel sometimes like you don't realize that something is pulling you down. And I realized there was something pulling me down in 2023.
Something or someone?
Well, you know, I don't want to say, but there was something
uh-huh.
and or someone.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a moment to realize it. But early in the year, that person or thing got put away, and ever since then, things have been on the upswing. I just have noticed that things have been happier, more fun. I've done more things because
mm-hmm.
that person was kind of slow moving.
Or thing. I kind of had a similar experience, I feel like, this year.
Well, I feel like they were dragging me down.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry to say that, and I, you know, it's not them. It probably was more me, but, and they're not horrible.
Yeah.
It wasn't, they were a downer.
Yeah. Yeah. Just wasn't working anymore.
No, and now everything's happy as could be.
Good. You got to find that internal happiness. You got to be happy with yourself first.
You can't have that loneliness.
Yeah, filling the void.
Well, I was happy with myself when I met that person, but...
Well, then why did you let them drag you down?
Well, I don't think they dragged me down. I just think they, you know, when they were around, there was less that I could do. Because they were always there and kind of always in the dumps.
Oh, okay.
They were in the dumps. I wasn't.
Oh, and then you're just like, okay, time to try to cheer this person up again. Like,
that's usually what it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would get exhausting for sure.
I thought, gee whiz. Take
like,
a pill.
Really? Really again? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you're upset again?
Yeah, couldn't believe it. But you know what? I'm sure they found happiness.
We hope.
We hope.
We hope. We wish them the best.
Well, yeah.
We're forgiving people here at WWGH.
I forgive everybody. You know, that is... now, see, this is what a point I was going to make earlier. I forgive everything. I just don't forget it. Because I think when you forget bad things people do to you, then they can happen again. I think you've got to have a lesson. Mm-hmm. You've got to ooh, I shouldn't do that again. I should not let that person do that again. But I'm not going to carry it around my neck for the rest of my life.
I think if the person makes a conscious effort to apologize and they feel bad about what they did and, like, I feel that they, you know, regret what happened, I can forgive and forget. But if it's something where they don't seem to care, then I'll definitely, I can forgive, but still remember.
I'll talk to anybody. I've always said that. There is nobody in my life, good or bad, who I would not talk to if I saw them.
Yeah.
But I certainly am not going to make the same mistake twice if it was a bad instance in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's silly. Why would you do that?
Yeah, I mean, you're just setting yourself up for failure. Insanity is just doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
That's why I don't understand people who do marry the same people twice. And I've known a lot of people who did that. I have an uncle who did that and was divorced twice. And I thought, did you think it was going to work out the second time?
I said, really? Again?
Yeah. Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a little silly. It's like, if you couldn't stick it out the first time, you should probably just cut ties with that one.
Now, radio station-wise, what was your favorite moment of 2023? Because that's what we're doing here.
My favorite moment was probably, overall, it was probably the fair. But the fair was good because there was just a lot going on. It lasted.
We had a fun.
It lasted
week.
such a long time. Also, we met McKinsey here.
Yes, we met McKinsey. God, isn't that horrible to think that? Because you didn't know your name.
Yeah. He said, some girl is coming tonight, everyone. Get ready.
What? Now, how did that happen? We know your story of beginning. It was, you had said you wanted to do this. I said, it's, you know, just jump in when somebody doesn't show up. Somebody did not show up on primary election night, and I messaged you that afternoon. And I said, listen, somebody didn't show up. This is your shot. And you showed up. And that's what happened.
So what had happened with Carrington was you were interviewing somebody at the time.
That pots and pans man at the fair.
Oh, wow.
But then you were like, hey, you see that girl over there? She works in the pharmacy, right? And I was like, yeah, I think so. And he was like, go get her. And I was like, all right.
And then she showed up.
And then when she showed up, Scott said, introduce the guest here. And I was like, I didn't even ask.
Because I had no idea
what
the name
was. I didn't even ask her name. And I was like, I think this is McKinsey, right? And you're like, no.
Yeah, and then we played some little, like, guess my name game. Nobody knows.
Nobody knew.
No.
Scott, what was your guess?
It wasn't McKinsey. I forget what it was.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was not your name, though.
No.
No.
Definitely not.
No. Well, I'm sure it's on tape somewhere.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was a good day.
Yeah, that was fun. But we got a lot of downtime at the fair, which was great because the weather was great that week. And we could sit at the station and get ready for the shows. And that was fun. I enjoyed that. Bratwurst Festival was a lot of fun.
Bratwurst Festival was fun, too. People came up to you and talked at the Bratwurst Festival, which was different.
Yes, Bob. Bratwurst Festival was accordion players and kings and queens and all kinds of people. I liked the Governor Celeste event up at the museum. I liked everything we did at Christmas. I liked the fruitcake toss. I liked election night was one of the best. I just have had a very fun year.
Yeah.
Radio station-wise.
Radio station-wise, definitely.
And the two of you have been great.
Thank you.
Addition Pastor Craig coming back was fun. I like having him back in the fold, so it's really been good all the way around.
Definitely. I think my favorite moment was probably my first episode getting to be here. That was really exciting, I remember. I was, like, driving there, and I was like, oh, I have no idea how this is going to go. I don't know what to expect.
And how did it turn out for you?
Obviously, well, I'm still here, aren't I? I'm still enjoying it.
Oh, like if we take you off, you're going to leave?
Probably not, no. I don't get ticked off, really.
Did you ever think it would have been like this in the beginning?
No. I thought that it would be a lot more standardized, for sure. I didn't think it'd be so, like, show up and go with the flow, but it is. We're very go with the flow folk here.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, it's a discussion.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Which I just didn't know that at the beginning.
But in the beginning, you really thought that we did not like you.
What?
Yeah, well, I thought there was a period where you thought that we didn't like you.
No, that's you making this up, I think.
No. There was something going on in the beginning.
I don't remember this.
You would always, like, walk in right as the show was about to start, and then, so me and Scott at one point were like, did she just, like, wait in her car or something? And
yeah,
then one day we asked you, and you were like, yeah, I just wait in my car and I'm on my phone until it's about time for the show to start. Because one time we had talked about, things you had said, like, being on your phone was one of, the, like, your big bad habits or whatever?
Yes, you were hypersensitive. That's what it was.
No, you guys just said it's rude to... You talked about it tonight, even, how it's rude to, like, sit on your phone in front of people. Like, if I was on my phone through this whole episode, you probably would not have liked that. That would have been rude.
No!
I wanted some phone time, so I sat in my car alone to get my phone time, and then I came in when I was ready to be done with phone time.
And after all this time, you haven't judged now that we're not that temperamental of people?
I don't need to give you any more reason to bully me than you already have. So I just like to
bully.
Yeah, you bully a little.
No, I don't bully. That's nuts.
You don't need to have any more reason to poke fun at me than you already have. So I'm like, you know, I don't need to give him.
Like I said last week, if anybody would have said to anybody in this room that a year ago you'd be spending Christmas Eve morning at Pharmacy Girl's house.
Pharmacy Girl's house.
I mean, who would have believed that?
Definitely not.
No.
I wouldn't have thought that you guys would have been at my house.
No, when you made the offer.
Yes, I did. I did. I was
not
like,
even a year ago. Like when all of us were doing the Friday night show together, you could have even told me, like, you know, 3 weeks in that, hey.
Yeah, we're going to be getting together.
Taking
trips to Cleveland.
I'm like, what? I don't know about all that.
No. Remember, there was the big long discussion for a while that we really weren't friendly, but we had to look friendly.
Yes. Yeah. Well, because you kept saying that. You said everybody looked friendly.
Which I don't. Again, and Mary Ellen, I think, verified me at the end of the year when she was sitting here a week ago and said to the picture taker, "No, look friendly."
Yeah.
You do have to look friendly in pictures. But for some reason, when people take pictures, they get a little distant.
Yeah. I mean, well, because if you're a regular space amount, like, you don't look as friendly because, you know, obviously whenever you're sitting together, you're not going to be sitting side by side.
Touch as much as they used to. And I'm very guilty of this myself. I'm not a toucher. I'm not a hugger. I'm not one of those people. So to, like, you know, in a picture, you look odd. Like, if your arms are just down to your side,
yeah,
you look strange. You look like you're in some kind of prison lineup.
I like the handshakes.
Yeah.
Handshakes are good.
Handshake, like, I, you know, some of the pictures we took where it's like fist bumping and handshaking and hand piling, they look much more friendly and better than just, you know,
sit back,
arms
and smile
down to your side. Mm-hmm. And,
well, I mean, also, like, you could even be, like, relatively close to one another, and a picture is going to somehow make it look like there's a mile-long gap between you.
That's
somehow.
You really have to look friendly.
You almost have to be hugging, standing, like, on top of each other.
Look at any magazine. The poses, I mean, these people are not standing like that all the time.
They're absurdly close to one another.
They're very close. They'll have their head laying on somebody, or they'll have, you know, they'll be, like, leaning on somebody's shoulder. That's not natural.
No.
But it's a picture.
Right. So that's what you're supposed to do in pictures. You're supposed to look, like, extra friendly.
Yeah. That's why you're taking a picture.
To emphasize the, like, friendliness of the
environment. Like your favorite show, Friends. Have you ever seen all the pictures of the cast?
Yes.
They're always, like, on top of each other.
Yeah, they're, like, sitting on the singular couch together.
Or laying on each other.
Yeah, yes.
They ain't doing that in real life.
No.
That's just to make them look like friends.
Yeah, it emphasizes it for sure.
And not that they're not friends, it's just a little cozier.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say you guys have honestly become friends, and it's a very interesting thing wrapping up the year here, because there is a little bit of an age difference, and it's you wouldn't have thought it would have got that good.
Yeah, you wouldn't have. I definitely wouldn't have thought that at the beginning of the year, so I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy to be here, too, but I don't know the age difference matters all that much.
I never thought it did. She's the one who said age difference meant a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah, but apparently not, because you come at me more than anybody else.
Yeah, you're my number one.
Yeah, you're the number one antagonist.
Yes.
But no, it's been a lot of fun. It really has, and I think that's a good thing to say at the end of the year, because you guys said some really nice things to me at the Christmas thing because of the proclamation, and I think you both are great, and I meant everything I said in those poems, and I love having you here, and I think that it's the best Friday night group we've ever had in the four-year history of this program, and I like coming here on Friday nights, and sometimes, you know, you're busy doing things on Friday nights, but you come here, and it's fun, and it always blows right by, and it's a fun conversation, and I like that, and it's really, I don't think of you guys as kids. Sometimes you refer to it like that because, you know, you are of a different age category, but you're friends. You're,
right.
It's a
like
thing.
Like grandma and grandpa, dad and the kids. Photo, it just really insinuates.
Yeah, well, that's just what I tell people when they come over. You know, this is the family. But no, it really is a nice friendship, mm-hmm. on and off air.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nice.
I agree.
You can only build that. That's if at the end of the year you can say you have two more friends than you had at the beginning of the year, that's a good way to end.
Good year.
Yeah.
Good year.
Yes. Gaining friendships is great.
So to all of our listeners out there, I hope you have a wonderful and happy new year. I don't know what's going to happen on Sunday. We'll keep you updated through social media with the news that's going on here in town. But we want everybody to have the most happy, wonderful new year. Safe, by the way, because New Year's Eve can be a little rough for people. If you do drink or partake in anything else that's legal in Ohio now, have somebody else drive you around. Don't go out there and do that yourself, because we want to see you in 2024. And we want everybody to be happy and healthy and enjoy the new year with friends and family. And everybody have a great new year.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For Carrington and Matt, on the count of three.
This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I thought we were going for Happy New Year.
We're going for Happy New Year.
Okay, sorry, try again.
You're not Scott Spears.
I know, but you said on the count of three, I was like, okay, we're all Scott Spears.
How many times have I ever had you do my exit?
I don't know.
You would at least changed it to your name.
No, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
All right, it's copyright. No.
Happy New Year!
And now,
this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
It's going to be discussed around here from now on. The new sheriff is in town, and we're going to talk. Call me. Let's talk. Let's dialogue. Let's see what's going on.